DEI names Drew Maloney as next CEO, written by James Downing and read by an automated voice. The Edison Electric Institute has selected Drew Maloney as its new CEO effective July 1, when he will succeed interim CEO Pat Vincent Collon. Maloney will be the permanent replacement for Dan Brulette, a former Secretary of Energy who stepped down last fall after less than a year at the helm of the investor-owned utility trade group. He had a brief tenure compared to former CEO Tom Kuhn, who ran EEI from 1990 through 2023. Drew Maloney's extensive public policy expertise, financial and energy sector work, and trade association leadership will be a tremendous asset to EEI member companies and the millions of customers we serve, said EEI Board Chair Maria Pope. His proven record in Washington, D.C., navigating some of the most complex policy landscapes by building effective coalitions, will be invaluable as our industry works to meet increasing electricity demand with a focus on keeping customer bills as low as possible. Maloney has been CEO of the American Investment Council since 2018. The AIC represents the private investment industry that includes private equity and major investors in the power sector. His work there included efforts to promote investment in energy production and critical infrastructure, EEI said. Before working at the AIC, Malone was Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for Legislative Affairs during President Donald Trump's first term. From 2012 to 2017, he was a vice president at Hess Corp, which was involved in the power industry early in his tenure before it sold that part of its business to focus on oil. Before working at Hess, Maloney was CEO of Ogilvy Government Relations, where part of his job was to promote investment in energy production and, according to lobbying disclosures, PJM was one of his clients. As AI transforms our industries, manufacturers return to our shores, and daily life becomes more electrified, the strength and resilience of America's energy grid is more critical than ever, Maloney said in a statement. EEI's member companies make up an innovative and dynamic industry, and I am excited to work with them to lay out and execute policies to support critical infrastructure investment, accelerate the deployment of domestic energy sources, and keep energy affordable and reliable for customers. Working with the Trump administration and Congress, Maloney said EEI can advance and strengthen energy independence and economic prosperity. Maloney holds a law degree from the Catholic University of America and earned a bachelor's degree at Randolph-Macon College. TXNM Energy CEO Vincent Collon has pulled double duty, serving as interim CEO of EEI since November, while also continuing to run the utility holding company with operations in Texas and New Mexico. She has a long involvement with EEI's board, becoming the first woman to chair the board of the trade group for a one-year term from 2017 to 2018. On behalf of the EEI board, I also want to thank interim president and CEO Pat Vincent Collon for her successful stewardship of the organization, EEI Chair Pope said.